Okay, let's get into Trumas Daf Kufav, the second to last daf here in Maseches Trumas, and we are on Kuf Hayam Abeis. We are discussing the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about a bas Yisrael, right? The case in the Mishnah was a bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen that goes to visit her father, goes to visit her parents, and her parents light a fire for her, light candles to give her hanas. So the question is, which truma, and it's truma tamea fuel. So which truma tamea fuel are we talking about that he's allowed to light for her? Again, she's allowed to get hanah because she's an Ashes Kohen. But which truma is he using? So we had a machlokas, amorayim, whether it's only truma that he inherited from his maternal grandfather, and that's really his. That was truma that was given to a Kohen, and now he got it from his maternal grandfather. Or it's mamash truma that grew in his field, and it was never given to a Kohen, and now he's using it, and now it's going to Ashes Kohen. Is that a good enough nesina? That was the machlokas, whether it was a good enough nesina or not. So now the Gemara said, we were up to Manda Amar. We're up to six lines up from the bottom. We're going to go with the Vilna Gaon's Girsa, the Gra's Girsa. Flips around some words. If you look on the bottom where it says Bir HaGra, we're going to go with his Girsa. Manda Amar, Bitruma Shenafalom Beis Aviimo Kohen. According to the opinion that says that which Truma are we talking about that this father is allowed to light for his daughter? Only the stuff that he inherited from his maternal grandfather. Then it fits in. Mechalko Aski, that's his. That's his. He's allowed to use that truma because now he yarshened it. It was given to a Kohen two generations ago, but now it's his. But if you say, like the opinion that says that even stuff that grew in his field, that's his truma, that he's allowed, it really should go to the Kohen, and he's allowed to light it for his daughter. Below Cain, Ein Sarach Zechia, don't you need to give it to a Kohen? Right, I was Mafresh Truma for my field, and then it became Tameh, and now I'm going to light it in a fire, and my daughter is going to get benefit. I never gave it to a Kohen. Right, what's a Kohen getting? And the wife of a Kohen is getting some heat or getting some light. Is that good enough? I have to give it to a Kohen. Right? Don't you need Zechia? So now back to the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Amar lei b'mezach eloi de'acher. Yeah, it must be. It must be that if you say that opinion, that you could use your own Truma, it must be that you gave it to somebody on behalf of Kohanim. Maybe even on behalf of your son-in-law. Right, on behalf of your son-in-law, that his wife is now, your daughter, is coming and getting benefits. So you had to say that it was given symbolically through the mechanism of Zechia, as we said. Okay, now we're four lines from the bottom. Tonight, a Braisa. So what was the Yisod that we have mentioned over the past day? That a Yisrael is not allowed to benefit from Truma Temeya when it is being burned. Right, we said that seems to be, from the evidence here, in Issur Derabanan. But as long as a Kohen's also getting benefit, I could tag on. I could hop on, and even if the Kohen's not there anymore, but as long as the original benefit was for the Kohen, somewhat, I'm okay. So Tani, the Brisa brings other examples of that. Tani, Yisrael v'Kohen, Shahayu Shutfin b'chanus, a Yisrael and a Kohen owned a store together. They own the store together. So, Mimali Yisrael Zaner, Shem and Srefa. So, a Yisrael, one of the partners, what if the Yisrael and the Kohen are both own the store, and now you have to get something from the attic. So, I'm going to go up to the attic to get something. So, I'm going to bring the candle, that's Truma Temea. I'm going to go up to the attic, so only I'm using it. I'm the Yisrael. No. But the Kohen gets the share of the profits also from the store. So, am I allowed to do that? Yes. I'm allowed to, even if I'm going up, but I'm going for us, I'm going for the store. So Mamali Yisrael Saner Shem and Srefa, the Yisrael could fill up his candle with Srefa, meaning Truma Temea oil that has to be burned, va'olila aliyah, and go up to the attic, v'yorid v'olachadosa, go down to the store, lasa srachav shakohen. As long as he's doing srachim and needs for the Kohen, which is, let's say, basically for the store. Avalosha Yisrael, if you're doing purely something, you're going up there to eat lunch in a private place, right? So then you can't do that, because that's only for Yisrael. But if it's for a Kohen, also, it is okay. Similarly, Kohen Shabbat Eitzel, on the top of Kufaf. Kohen Shabbat Eitzel Yisrael, Lasos Yimo Cheshbon. A Kohen, there's a Kohen accountant, and he came to the Yisrael. I know it was tax season. He came to the Yisrael to start doing sinning and getting all of his accounts. So, V'hilik al-gabav Shem Etzreifa, and they lit Truma Temea candle, be able to have light, and that's fine, because the Kohen's sitting there. The Kohen accountant is there. So therefore, What happens after the Kohen finishes and he leaves? So it's not quoted here, the end of this Brisa, but the end of the Brisa says it could stay lit. And the Yisrael could use that candle, even though it was originally, as long as it was originally lit for the Kohen, even though right now there's no Kohen, it's okay. It's okay. So, one second. I asked the Gemara, alluding to what we just said on the previous Amud. Af al pi kein ein tsarich zechia, that's the Gersa of the Marafolda. Is this to say that, let's say you never gave it to the Kohen, are you using your own stuff? The Yisrael, who's getting his taxes done by the accountant Cohen, who came to visit. So he's allowed to take his own truma that grew in his land and light it? Is that good enough? There was no zechia. You never gave it to the Cohen. So the same answer we just gave before. Ella, we skipped those two words. Ella, b'mezach alen ha'de acher. Just like we said earlier, it must be a case where before I put it in, I gave it to someone else on behalf of the Cohen. And as long as I did that, then that is good enough of a nesina. Okay, so again, it's the balance of, you have to have a Maisa Nesina. That's crucial that we've had that dozens of times in this Masechta. You have to have an act of giving to the Kohen. But that's one rule. But you could do that on behalf of the Shevet HaKuhuna. Right? It doesn't say here, do you have to have a specific Kohen in mind? I'm going to give it to you on behalf of Kohanim. So now it belongs to Kohanim. Or do I have to have a specific Kohen in mind? Right? It doesn't say. Bashas is just for the Kohanim. So Tani, the next line of the Brisa, next part of the Brisa, similar. Basi Kohen, a Bas Yisrael who goes in to do the Tzrachim of a Kohen, of a Loshel Yisrael. But again, a Bas Yisrael who's just with the Yisrael, there's no Kohen around, then she can't use the Truma Temeah. Okay, only if it had some Kohen earlier benefiting from it. Tani. Bas Yisrael shenichnas alahalik mikohenes. What happens if a Bas Yisrael has a good friend who is a Bas Kohen? So they stay, they got together, and then the Bas Yisrael is going to go home now. She's going to go home now. So in the days of old, how do you go home? You take a candle with you. You got to walk with a candle. So the Bas Kohen is going to give some. She's going to allow her to take a candle lit from her Truma Temeah candle and go home. Wow. Is that allowed? Says the Gemara, yes. Toveles psila b'shem and sreifa. The Bas Yisrael could take her wick, dip it into the Truma Temeah oil of the Bas Kohen, umadlekes and light it and go home. She's like, what do you mean? That light wasn't originally lit for her. Again, the original light, but now she's madlek miner l'ner. So is that new light that she takes, that new wick, that was never lit for a Kohen, so why is that allowed? That's pure benefit for her, for the Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara says, it must be an extreme, unusual case, why that's allowed. Rav Huna, b'shem de Rav Yanai, shas mishlacha ze'evim haisa. It was a time when there were packs of wolves that were roaming the town. And it was very dangerous. It's very dangerous to go without any light. And this is the light that the Bas Kohen had. So at that time, the rabbi said it's allowed, which again, if it was an Isser Da'araisa, if it was biblical, so then you would say that, is it Pikuach Nefesh? Maybe if it's Pikuach Nefesh, then fine. Maybe that's how you would understand this, that even if it's an Isser Da'araisa, this is allowed, because the candle would keep away the wolves. But Pashtus, if you say if it's an Isser Da'rabanan, so then you could say, the rabbi said that, it sounds like it's a Da'rabanan from the next line of the Gemara. The Rabbanan said that you're allowed to take this candle. Right, in this type of difficult circumstance, you're allowed to take the candle from that case. Velo amad bez dinu bitel, and even after there was no more wolves roaming the street, there was no bezdin later that re-prohibited it. And therefore, it became mutter. It became mutter even in a situation where there weren't wolf packs roaming the streets. It stayed mutter because the Bezdin later on has to come and re-prohibit it. It wasn't re-prohibited, and therefore it is mutter. One more line. And the Gemara says, in Shvius, we also have another Isser Durabanan, and there also it became mutter for a certain reason, and once it became mutter, that even if the reason for Lahatir evaporated, they didn't re-asser it. This is kind of like the opposite yesod that comes up more often in Chazal. And that is, once something becomes usser, even if the reason for the isser doesn't apply anymore, we don't have the authority to matir it, right? Unless you have a greater bezdin. So this is the opposite. You have a isser derabbanan, and then the rabbanan matir it for a certain reason, so it stays mutter unless a new bezdin comes and assers it. So even if the reason for heter doesn't apply. So that's what it says here. You have to just fill that in into the next line of the Gemara. Kama de tamer tamon. This is a quote from the Yerushalmi in Shvius. What was the Durabanan discussion there? So the Marav Folda here quotes it, reminds us of the fourth parak. If somebody plants during Shemitah illegally, the Rabbanan said, Knas, you can't plant the following year. So if you planted 1 year in Shemitah, you violated an Isser of planting in Shemitah. The following year, off limits, you can't plant in your field. You can't plant. The problem was, there was one time that the government forced them to work their fields and produce. So in that case, they said, okay, we're not gonna fine you in the next year. You were forced to do it during Shemitah, so the next year you can. So then, once that became mutter, then even in situations where that wasn't the case of Ones, still they said, you know what, the Knas doesn't apply anymore. So that's what the Gemara says now. Kamad tamer taman, lo amad bezdin ubitel, just like over there, which means over here, because this is a quote from Shemitah. Just like over there in our case. It wasn't another bezin that got up to nullify the heter. Afacha, so too here, by Shemitah, lo amad bezdin ubitel. Period. Talking about Mishlachas Ze'evim, interesting that we're talking about the taking Shemen Srefa, the burning of the oil, which we know is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to burn Truma Temeya, right? It's patterned after Kachim. We know there's a mitzvah if a carbon gets into a state where it can't be eaten, let's say it's Nosar, it's left over, or Pigo, there's a mitzvah of Srefas Kachim. So there's also, patterned after that is Srefas Truma. The Noda Behuda was asked in Arachayim Simin Sadibav. The questioner, the name is, actually it is, actually this is a, yeah. The name is given, Kavara, go on, I'm on him. First, Rabbi Shaya. Okay? He says, you asked on the language of the Tur. The Tur in Arachayim in Simin Tavkufav and Uchaz Yantiv talks about being, if you're mafresh, in the days of old, they don't really do this nowadays, to make challah. They used to make challah on Yantiv morning. They wanted it to be fresh. So you bake, and you take off the dough, and what do? That challah were tamis. So you have to burn the challah. So do you burn the challah on Yantiv? No. You don't burn the challah on Yantiv. Ain't surf and kachim be Yantiv. Right? That's what we paskin. You don't burn kachim that you have to burn. You wait till after Yantiv. It's a malacha to burn it on Shabbos, Yantiv. Elamanicha laila v'sarfa. Right? The Torah says you have to leave it till nighttime and burn it. V'loshon ad alayla v'sarfa tzorach muvan. So the questioner asks the Noda Behuda, what do you mean ad alayf and burn it? It sounds like you burn it at night. Are you allowed to burn it at night? K'shem she'in sarfen kachem b'yomtav kach in sarfen kachem b'layla. You're not allowed to burn it at night. So what is the Torah talking about? So the Noda Behuda answers this question and says, I don't know what you're talking about. Right? There's no such source that you're not allowed to burn truma or challah at night. Kachim, that's a special din by Nosar. Vidafka Nosar ain't on Israel fella by Yom, the leftover carbonos, and also Pigol. But where does it say anywhere? And he says, if you bedaik in the language of the Rambam, it doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to burn Shruma Temeya at night. Right? What's our case? What's our case here? You're taking a candle of Shruma Temeya and you're walking out at night where they're going to be wolves. Right? So it sounds like at night is not a problem. Right? It's not an issue. He says, Anitama. Shadavar Pashut Be'enav, it's so simple, he says to the questioner. Shein Sarfen Kachim Temeya Balaila. Akati Eichbal Pashut Be'enav Ladamus Truma Lakachim Ladavar Zeh. Hariel Isser, Srefas Truma Temeya Beyantav, Pilpul Atosvas, Mayanin Truma Lakachim. And he quotes, so I don't know why the person thinks that. And he quotes Yerushalmi's like this, not our Yerushalmi, a little bit towards the end. Okay, so that is number one. The other note, the Behuda, I wanted to mention is once we're talking about wolves, and so you can't not mention the other Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda in Yoredeya, Tinyana Simin Yud, I think it is, right? That's the hunting tshuva. If there's any famous tshuva of the Noda Behuda, it's the hunting one of these. This is one of the famous ones, and we'll make it famous. Simin Yud, in Mutar Latzut Zayid, is there any issue of a nice Jewish boy going hunting? Right, is there any isser of that? See, he says, I'll give you three possible isurim. This is an unbelievably intellectually honest tshuva. Because he has three potential isurim, and he doesn't just say, yeah, it's asur and don't do it. He knocks out all these three potential isurim. That's the first half of the tshuva. He says, it's not asur. He says, maybe it's asur because of tzar balechayim, right? You're torturing an animal. Imishum bal tashchis, right? You're destroying good material. Imishum shenagavu isur. Or because the minhag is lesser. The minhag is not to do it. So he says, number one, tzar b'alechayim is only if you torture an animal. Killing an animal is not tzar b'alechayim. So if you're a good hunter and you kill the animal right away, you don't make it suffer, then there's no tzar balachayim. Right? Killing an animal is not tzar balachayim. Number two, bal tashchis. The question that was asked was, you're doing it in the woods where nobody is. Not killing good animals that people could use for eating, for cows, just going around sheep. No, you're going into the woods and you're shooting wild animals that nobody's going to use anyway. So I can't think that's bal tashchis either. Right? Only something that's tzarech adam. And also, if this is your entertainment, maybe that's a constructive activity for a human being. Right? So maybe there's no bal tashchis there. Or it's al bal echayim. Number two. And number three, nagu bo iser. I'm not so sure what the minag is. Is there a minag about hunting? That's the first half of the tshuva. He says, I don't think it's also mishum A, B, and C. But in the second half of the tshuva, he explains how you shouldn't do it. And a nice Jewish boy shouldn't be hunting. He says, because we only know of two hunters in Tanakh, and that's Nimrod and Esav. And I don't know if you want that company. Hey, as a Jewish person, you know, kill an animal for no reason. Because you enjoy it? That's not good enough. Rach ligmar chemda zmanu l'hisasek b'tzeda. It's entertaining. V'imishum shedubim v'ze'evim v'shar chayos mu'adim lahazik. You want to say, oh, animals and wolves and bears are mu'ad lahazik, so you're doing it for a good reason? Oh, come on. You're going into the woods. Going into the woods. And therefore, I don't think that is a good hatter. But then he says, I found an isser. Not just, you shouldn't do it. I found an isser, and that is, when you go hunting and you put yourself into the forests, then you're putting yourself into a dangerous situation. And that's not allowed. Who is a greater trapper than Esav? And what does the Chazal say on? He says, "Hinei anochi holech lamus. I'm going to die. I could die any moment because I go trap things." Right? So how could an ish Yehudi yachlez atzmo l'makom gdudei chayos rose? And therefore, I think it's aser, and it's also sakana, and maybe Hashem, you're going to have to use up some of his zechuyos, which he never trying to do, and then towards the end he says, it's achzarius, and he goes to the other side. By the way, this is Yoredea, Aradur Tinyana, Simen Yud, relating to our Mishlachas Ze'evim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Two dots. So you have cattle. You have cattle belonging to a Kohen and Yisrael together. If you have clothing being woven, right? You have a seamstress that's making clothing for a Kohen and a non-Kohen. So she could use Shemen Sreifa burning. Again, all of these are, you might say, a little bit indirect. Right, the seamstress is sewing clothing for a Kohen and a non-Kohen. So the Hana is going to a Kohen too. Again, it sounds like the whole thing is just a drabanan. And therefore, if there's any way that we could say a Kohen is using it, getting benefit, then it is okay. As we'll see other examples soon. Kohen Shabbal Asos Cheshbon in Yisrael. What about this case? Right, the Kohen accountant is coming to do a Cheshbon. The Hidlik, or maybe, again, I say accountant, but it could just be like he owes him money. The Hidlik, Al Gabav, Shemen Sreifa, Vamalov Halachlo. A Kohen comes, so I'm like, oh, I have some Shemen Sreifa, so I light the candle for you, and then you leave later on. This is what we had up above. So it's okay, you don't have to put it out. You don't have to extinguish it. Ad Shikabe Me'elav. You could just let it be. Right, because as long as it wasn't lit, the Hana Shel Kilui for the Yisrael, it was lit for the Kohen, it is okay. Rabbi Chananya Barach Bari Havi Avadu Uvtasa, Gabi Rabbi Chia Tziporia, Rabbi Chinya Ben Achbari had something to do with Rabbi Chia Tziporia, who was a Kohen. Right, Rabbi Chanina Ben Achbari was a Yisrael, and he was doing Malacha with Rabbi Chia of Tzipori, who was a Kohen, Miyazaleh, when he wanted to leave, Malile Botzina Shemen Sreifa. So he took a candle, right, or whatever it is, wicks with oil, a little goblet of truma oil to leave with. Says the Gemara, switch the gears, Velokein Taninan, Lasos Rachav Shal Kohen Velosha Yisrael. I don't understand. We said before that Kohen's got to get some Hana. Right? You can't just have a new. Right, if you stayed in the same place where the candle was lit, and now you're going to keep using it after the Kohen leaves, fine. The original thing was lit for the Kohen, but now you're taking a new one and you're going out to the street. So is that allowed? Why is that allowed? So the Gemara answers, Amrin, di lo havi ovid le kain, if you wouldn't let Rabbi Hananya ben Achbari take that candle, lo havi asi, he wouldn't come in the first place. He wouldn't have come in the first place. So this is another, a little more flexible yisod. He's allowed to take it because if he wouldn't be able to, if he wouldn't, you wouldn't be able to allow him to take this flame, then he wouldn't come in the first place, so the Kohen would be losing. The Kohen needs his services. So even that's good enough. So that's what Yisrael could take the candle home, because if you wouldn't let him take it home, then he wouldn't come in the first place. This reminds us, this is the sugya known as Gemara in Beitza Daf Yud Aleph in the Bavli. Hitivu sofar mishum tchilasan. Sometimes we'll allow something because if you don't allow it, the next time it won't even happen in the first place. Right? The Mishnayos have that in Rosh Hashanah. Remember, some Tanaim, right? You have all these people that came that they saw the moon. The first two people came and saw the moon and we accepted their testimony. And you have all these other people that came to see the moon. So what do? You just put up a sign, go home. Too late. Too late. You aren't fast enough. No, what do? You give them a big suda. You give them a big suda. Why? So that they come, so that next time they won't just say, you know what? I'm sure there's a lot of other people. We're going to go again and we're not going to be accepted. I'm not going to go. No. We want them to come. We want them to come, and therefore, we have a big party. So the same thing, there's a big discussion in the poskim about, a member of an emergency team, whether it's Hatzalah, whatever it is, are they allowed, after they go back to the, if they drive somebody to the hospital, are they allowed to go back? They allowed to go back to their original place. So if the original place doesn't have so many, ambulances, then they might be needed again, then for sure. Then for sure they can go back, because that's, you gotta get back the, pikuach nefesh situation. But what if they're not gonna be needed? There's 42 ambulances in a very small neighborhood, and they're not gonna be needed. So are they allowed to go back? So, to have a non-Jew drive them back, to violate these surahs are abundant to get back, so that, l'chor is muskam to everyone. To violate Isurei Durabanan, for them to drive back themselves, that's Daraisa. But for them to be driven back by a guy, that's a Durabanan, that would be allowed. Why would it be allowed? Because the Gemara says, if you wouldn't allow them to go, let's say they go on a Friday night, and then they're going to be stuck there for the next 20 hours, you know what's going to happen next time? They're not going to take the call. I'm going to take this call, I'm going to get stuck in the hospital, forget it, I'm not going to go. So that's what the principle in Maseches Beitza, in a few different contexts, Hitiru Sofan Mishim Tchilasan. You allow them to go back because they wouldn't come in the first place. The question is, would that even allow an Isser Da'oraisa? That's a machlokas for Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And there's different psakim given to different groups of emergency staff, and even different atzolas follow different psakim. But again, that's the issue. Would we allow Hitiru Sofan Mishim Tchilasan even an Isser Da'oraisa? Even in a daraisa. So here in our context of the Gemara, it's a Durabanan. It's a Durabanan. We allow the Yisrael to get benefit from the Truma Temeah because if you don't allow it, then it won't come in the first place. And therefore, but here it's just an added element, and therefore it's considered Hana to the Kohen to allow him to take it. Right? And the Kohen's not getting benefit physically from this light at all, but this is good enough. Last line. Sovereign Meimar Kadyamti Beisei Avimat Tfilei. Oh, so we thought, okay, he could take it home. But maybe right when he gets home, he has to extinguish it. Does he have to extinguish it right when he gets home? The answer is no. Am Rabbi Chinina, al yedei kain, by leaving it lit, al yedei kain, we skip the next few words, havi karatz bashachar. He could wake up in the morning. What does that mean? If he wakes up in the morning, imagine it's pitch black outside. He has no idea what time it is. He can't look at his watch. He can't look at the chickens. But if he has a candle lit, then it'll be easier for him to get up. Right, in the morning when it's pitch black outside, it's much harder to get up. When it's a little light, so if he had the candle lit, so he has to come back the next day to work for the Kohen. So if he is allowed to keep the candle lit, that's also good for the Kohen. Because it's going to be good enough for him to get up in the morning. It's going to help him get up in the morning, and therefore it is allowed. Again, very flexible in terms of what we call benefit to the Kohen. Right, we want him to come back tomorrow so he can take it home, and he can leave it lit. Right, because getting up in the morning is a crucial, it's hard sometimes, right? Remember the tour in Siman Aleph. The first Siman in all the tour. The tour says, you gotta be Yisgaber Kaori, you gotta get up like a lion. You have to be strong. Gibor. Why? Because, says the tour, V'afim Yisa'enu Yitzro B'charev, even if your Yitzhahara is talking to you in the winter, right? You're under your warm covers, and it's still dark outside. And the Dafyomi is like, it's so early in the morning. Leimar eich tamod baboker. How could I get up? V'hakor gadol. It's cold. O yasienu bakay, it's Leimar. Or it's the summer. Eich tamod mimitascha v'adayin lo savate mishinascha. Right, the kids didn't go to sleep till crazy late because it was so light out. And they went to sleep, but how could I get up? I went to sleep so late. I can't get up to go. Tiskaber alav. Get over your Yetzahara. Lakum shete ata ma'orer hashachar. You shall awaken the morning. Velo yehehu me'ircha. And it shouldn't awaken you. And he quotes the pasuk from Tehillim, David HaMelech. Ura kvodi, ura hineva v'chinar, a'ira shachar. Ani me'ir hashachar ve'en hashachar me'ir oti. Right, so in the summer it's a little harder because of the fasikin's pretty early. But if we can, we're supposed to get up and awake in the morning. Right, the Shlach Kodesh, the Mishnah Berurah, on the first page of the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlach that we should always try to have Torah and Tefillah at the transition points, right, from day to night, from night to day. So that's what Gemara says here. Gemara says it's going to help him get up in the morning. So therefore, that's also called benefit to the Kohen. Okay, Ada Shamasha Ada. The shamish. What does that mean? He serviced sick people. Maybe this means a nurse, right? Ada shamasha, ada the nurse. Shal Rabbi Imi, ask Rabbi Imi. Begin to anot sava psilim in chola. I spend my day with cholim in the hospital, and then I'm going to go home. Can I? And they use it's. There's some kohanim in the hospital, so they use truma tamea to burn. So am I allowed to dip it in and take it home with me? After I spend the whole day there. So Amar Leh, so he answered, right, different interestingly than the early answers we had. The early answers we had, maybe if it was originally for a Kohen, but here you're making a new flame. But either way, here he says, Batul Agapsilas. You're going to take your wick when you get home. You're probably going to put it with a bunch of other wicks in your big bowl of oil. So it's going to be Batel. It's going to be Batel in the rest of the wick. So therefore, the light that you're getting from this one wick is not going to be so significant. Right, there's going to be so much more light, so the little light that you're going to get from your one wick of Truma Temeya is not going to be significant in terms of compared to all the other light. Interesting. So there's a discussion, the Shmir Shabbos discusses this in Mem Gimel Lamed Daled, in the second volume. Some folks can discuss, you know, Shabbos candles, the whole purpose of Shabbos candles is to add light. And that's why it was Mesukan. It's Kavod Shabbos, it's Onik Shabbos, we have Shabbos candles. But what about B'Zman Hazeh? When we have plenty of light in the room. Plenty of light in the room. And you light a Shabbos candle, what kind of light is that adding? So some poskim say a couple of options. Some say, well, that's a way a woman could turn off the light and then turn on the light right before she lights candles, and that'll be part of her halakhas neiros. That's one option. Because you could use an electric light, according to most poskim. So you put on the light, and then you put on the candles, and it's all mitztarif. Others say that no. Have somebody else turn off the light, or she could turn off the light. She lights the candles when the lights are off in the room, so it adds light. And then somebody else will flip on the candles because she's Mekabel Shabbos with her lighting. So those are two suggestions that are mentioned by the poskim. Most women in the world don't do either of these. Most women in the world just light the candles. There's light in the room, and they light the candles anyway. So the Minhag HaOlam is like Rav Shlomo Zalman's suggestion in the footnotes there in the Shmir Shabbos. That nowadays, even if originally the Neir Shabbos were to bring light, and that was the Kavod, now I would add the word, it's to bring ambiance. It's to bring ambiance. And when you go into a house, you see the candles lit. It's not like you see their Shabbos candles. Oh, the Kavod Shabbos. It's not like they're adding light, but they're adding an element. They're adding an element of warmth, spiritual warmth and ambiance, like Lahavdil, but like in a fancy restaurant. You have candles lit on the table. So too here. It's Yadua v'nikar shezel kavod Shabbos. That itself is simcha anah, and it's good enough to make a bracha on. Good enough to make a bracha on. Okay. Hori Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi le'elein d'ben Nechemya kein. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi paskin for these nurses in the house of Nechemya. Also like this, he gave him the heter. Ravimi nasabsi lo. Ravimi used to take a wick with truma temeya, and he was mavatal it and put it with the other wicks. He did it just like he paskin for the Ada Shamasha. He did it himself. Rav Ila lo nasab sila. Rav Ila wouldn't do it. You know what he was bothered by? Lest lo Rav Ila hadad Rav Yami. What, Rav Ila doesn't hold like Rav Yami? What's wrong with that heter? Sav Rav Ila mishim gezel. He thought, even if there's no isser of getting hana, but aren't you stealing from the Kohen? You're stealing some of his oil. It's the Kohen's oil, the Truma of the Temeya. And the Gemara says, below mundane, there could be another problem that Rav Ila was bothered by. Shamasha mevazbaza bakadusha. How do we know that this nurse is not going to use it in a disgraceful way? Right, it could be that he wasn't going to use it nicely. Right, that says the Mara Folda. Shashamish mivaze bakdushasa, shaosa negda malechas bezuya. And therefore, maybe that's why he didn't want it to be used. Period. Gamliel Zuga, Shal Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Gamliel, the Zagag, the one who worked with glass, asked Rabbi Yasa, Ma'ala Hosef Shemin Chulin Vahadlik, can you add on Shemin Chulin? Right, you have Shemin Truma Temeya. Could you add on Shemen Chulin to the Shemen Sreifa and use it? Amar Lei, No. Lo tani raboshia ela ein mechayven oso lechaboso. We changed the gerusa. Remember we said before, if it's still lit, you don't have to put it out. We didn't say you could add in chulin oil. Oil that you have to burn. You have mitzvah to burn is shumat tameya. So that's the option. The option is to let, you could keep it lit and get benefit from it. But it doesn't say anywhere you can go a step further and add chulin oil to it, so that you're not allowed to do. Period. Last section for today. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Shana li Yonas ben Achmai. Yonas ben Achmai taught me, Bas Kohen, Shaisa Omedes Erev Shabbos. Im Chashecha. So just background for this. The Gemara says elsewhere, we said it before, that one is not allowed to burn Kadshim Psulim on Yantif. Right, on Yantif, you only have to do things that you have to do. You can't do voluntary avodos on Yantif. So if Kadshim became Pasul, you're burning, not allowed to burn it on Yantif. And as a parallel to that, Chazal say that you can't burn Truma Tameya on Yantif either. You can't burn Truma Tameya on Yantif either. But, so now ask the Gemara, if I have Truma Tameya, but I'm a Kohen, I'm a Bas Kohen, so I'm allowed to burn Truma Tameya. So I'm going to burn it before Shabbos. But can I use it for my Shabbos candles? What if it's Shabbos and Yantif together? So you're not allowed to, the Chazal said you can't burn Truma Tameya on Yantif. But is this called burning Truma Tameya on Yantif? I'm doing it before Yantif, before Shabbos, I'm using it as my Shabbos candles. So that's the question. Says the, and what if I add in a little bit of chulin oil? Could I, if we just said a bas yisrael cannot add in, nobody could add in chulin oil. But what about if you're allowed to burn it? A bas kohen is allowed to burn it. That's the question. Bas kohen shayso omed es erev Shabbos im chashecha. A bas kohen is about to light Shabbos candles, it's erev Shabbos. And it's erev Yantif. Friday night, ubiyada ner, she has a candle, besocho shemen sreifa, and it's filled up with tamei. Truma Tameya oil, Harizu Mosefas, Latocho, Shoshem, and Shalchul, and Umalakasan. She's allowed to. Why? Because there's no Gzeira in that case. The Gzeira of burning Truma Tameya on Yantiv is only if you mamish burn it on Yantiv purely. But if you add it in, Shem and Chulin, because Bas Kohen is allowed to do that, so that's okay. There's no Gzeira there. Wouldn't be any Gzeira there. That's what Chaim Kanievsky explains. The gazard b'chuma atu kachim v'shema k'shem mosif shemen shelchu lin lo gazru, they weren't gozer. So Amalei Rebbe Zeira b'matavia, Rebbe Zeira says to Rebbe Yavo. Rebbe Yavo reported this. Rebbe Yavo reported this in the name of Yonasan ben Achmai. So Rebbe Zeira asks, is he trustworthy? What's he like? Amrle Adam Gadol Haya. He's a big Gadol. Ubaki b'mishtaseinu Haya. He's an expert. Don't ask questions. Pirshu Rebbe Chiya dekfar tchumin kumi Rebbe. One time Rebbe Chiya said one of his pshatim in front of Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, umanise chacham. And he called him, oh, that's a wise man. So Rebbe Yehuda Anasi calls him a wise man? I think you don't have anything to worry about. We'll end with the Chafetz Chaim in Parsha Shoftim. He talks about that the Torah says that the bribery will blind the eyes of the wise. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if you ask somebody, hey, is so-and-so rich, you have no idea if the guy's really rich. Because if you ask a poor man if he's rich, he'll say he's rich. If you ask Rothschild, if Rothschild says somebody's rich, that's what he uses. Misha shama mi gizbar otroshev shel Rothschild, the mashal. If you ask him, so then if he says he's rich, you know he's rich. So he says, same thing with Chachma. If you ask somebody, is somebody wise? Then you have no idea, because you have no idea what the basic IQ of the person you're asking. But if Rabbi Kiva Eger tells you, that's his example, if Rabbi Kiva Eger tells you that somebody's wise, then you know it's meaningful. So that's why he says, the Torah is calling somebody a chacham, and even so, bribery will blind him, and will make him not think objectively. But here, that's what the Gemara is saying here. Rebbe says that he's wise, so it must be that he's really wise. Okay, we'll stop here, but next time we'll get to the final shiur, the last daf of Masechet Shrumos.